Hello, and thank you for listening today. This message is from BJP, and it goes out to all our members and families to update you about competitions in 2020. But first, we want to say thank you for keeping the Fizzy Flame burning this year. You've just been amazing in difficult circumstances. It's your enthusiasm for the sport and the support that you've given your teachers that's given us all the will to keep going this year. We've said since March that we intend to hold competitions for our members this year, and that's still our aim, because we believe that having something to work towards is important. It's a reward for all that hard slog of online lessons. It's a purpose to your fizzy year. You've stuck by your club and your fizzy friends, and you deserve an opportunity to perform, both individually and in teams. So we intend to hold up our end of the bargain by providing competitions if we possibly can. The next challenge for us is to provide a COVID-safe environment to minimise risk for BJP, for clubs, for teachers, and most importantly, to minimise the risk of infection to competitors and their families and the wider community. It's our responsibility. And the only way that we can achieve this is to hold competitions without an audience, which I'm sure is something that you've all been expecting. Now, we ask a lot of our teachers in any normal year, and this year we'll be asking even more of them with the introduction of so many COVID safety procedures. So we simply can't ask them to manage competitors and an audience as well. We can't and we won't put our teachers at risk, and we're sure that you wouldn't want us to either. So on Junior Zone Day, this means you'll drop off your daughter for her section and then come back to collect her around an hour and a half later, depending on the event. For seniors and ladies, only competitors will be allowed in the venue, but at least you'll be able to cheer each other on. Now, we know this will be heartbreaking for some. There's no greater joy than watching your daughter or your friend perform. We do understand. But this is a year of disappointments. It's COVID year. This year, whether it's teams or champion girl, you'll need to trust that BJP's teachers will look after your daughter at Zone with care and kindness, just like they do backstage at Junior Nationals every year. You'll have to kiss and ride, just like school, and know that we will take good care of your precious cargo. We can't stream live events because of privacy protection. That would require the permission of every competitor for us to film, and it simply isn't possible. It's not possible in a normal year, and it's certainly not possible this year. So it will be very different this year for competitors and for their fans, we know, but it's the only way that we can make it work. We figure a competition with no audience is better than no competition at all. The details of our COVID safety plans are being updated daily, and we're consulting with our zone heads, and we just keep refining better ways of managing the competitions all over the country in different venues. Events are bound to take longer than usual because of all the extra cleaning and the clearing out of the venues in between sections. And of course, every state is going to have different restrictions, so not every zone will operate identically. Which brings us to the issue of border closures. In a year where it's unknown whether members from one state will be able to cross into another, BJP feels very strongly that holding a national event is unfair to those who may not be able to attend through no fault of their own. It just wouldn't be ethical. As the situation stands now, it's just not responsible to hold an event, which brings people together from different states and increases the risk of transmission from one state to another, even if the borders are open. So our board has deliberated long and hard on this issue, and we've had to break with tradition and think outside the square, and this is what we've come up with. This year, BJP will hold state events in Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria and Western Australia for juniors, seniors and ladies. Now, this does leave two clubs with no state competition, namely Adelaide and Launceston, but they're planning at this stage to travel to New South Wales. So how it will work, place getters in Queensland and New South Wales will qualify for state competitions in Brisbane and Sydney, and those events are planned for October and November. There will be no repechage or national events for juniors, seniors or ladies. Everyone will finish at state level. So that's our plan, and sadly, it looks like our nationals trophies, even the beautiful grand trophy, will have to stay in their boxes until next year. If government restrictions prevent us from holding any competitions at all, and we must prepare for this possibility, however unthinkable the idea is, BJP would of course refund all competition entry fees. But if everyone in the community does the right thing, there'll be no need for this contingency. So, your timetable of individual and team events has been produced and the venues have been booked in the good faith that you will support these events and you'll have your opportunity to perform and compete. It's what you've worked for all year. It hasn't been easy making these decisions, and largely we do so with a heavy heart because our greatest motivation at BJP is to make our members happy. We pride ourselves on bringing you events that are uplifting and empowering for girls and women and their families. And we plan still to do just that, despite the limitations. Even though this year is not ideal, together we can make it work. It will require patience, cooperation, and some sacrifice. But let's not be defeated before we even begin. Let's be glad that at this stage, competitions can still go ahead, and let's keep working toward that goal. Keep your eyes on the prize, and this year the prize is a chance to compete. So to recap the main points, zone competitions and teams are planned to go ahead with no audience and with strict COVID safety procedures to keep competitors and teachers safe. Competitors will need to be dropped off, ready to compete and collected after their section. Place getters will qualify for state competitions this year, but there won't be any national events, individual or teams, where competitors would need to cross a border to compete. BJP's continued for 128 years through times just as trying as the current pandemic. Two world wars and the Spanish flu haven't stopped us. It's always prevailed because of the resilience and the strength of the BJP community. And we know that it won't be any different this time. Thanks for taking the time to listen today. And thank you for keeping the fizzy flame burning.